This is RSBNB Update, episode 217, recorded Thursday, August 13th, 2009. Goblins are people, too. Hello, everybody. Brad is here.
Hello.
Brad is named Mr. Brad Woodward from England, who once played RuneScape under the name Brad Woodward, unsurprisingly. So,
yay,
he's here this week, and he actually did the quest, so give him a round of applause with me.
Yay, quest, yay.
You sound like you're, like, stoned or something.
Oh yeah, because Shane would know a lot about being stoned, wouldn't he? How can you even qualify that statement unless you know what it's like to be stoned?
I don't know, I just guess.
Exactly, Shane smokes cannabis.
No. It's not something we encourage.
Something Shane encourages.
And if you're interested in getting your feet wet on the whole issue, head over to forums.rsbnb.com and we got a non-RuneScape general discussion topic about it.
Yes, please come and show. Pages. Please come and show the idiots in the topic how wrong they are. I have tried showing them reason, logic, and common sense, but they just won't have it. They like living in ignorance.
You've just lost, and you don't want to admit it, but
lost.
Least, yeah,
lost. Yes, Shane. Because it's as easy as that. It's as easy as saying to somebody, "I'm sorry, you've lost," and then it becomes so not. My God, it's a good job we don't do this show live, because I probably would be on prison because I would have assaulted you by now.
Oh, I think I'd be able to handle an attack from you.
Yes, he is fairly big. I'd have to hit him with a stick and then run off.
Fur and Seek.
That's a rubbish quest. It's not even a good pun.
Why?
Because it's not. It doesn't sound anything like find.
It's furs that are missing, and you need to find them.
It's rubbish.
I like this quest because it's what hunting should have been.
Okay, we talked about this before the show on MSN. You think hunting should have been killing animals and looting their hides.
And other parts from them.
And tanning it?
Yeah.
That's like, more like crafting.
Like, obviously not, like, using your whip to take them out, but actually using, like, traps and whatnot, but being more creative with the monsters than what we have now, you know?
It sounds like a less cogent version of combat to me.
Like, what's wrong with getting a hobgoblin skin from, like, building a trap and having a hobgoblin fall into it?
That's what a hunter is, traps!
I know, but there's no good creatures like hobgoblins or stuff, you know?
That's because generally, hunters hunt animals and game. They don't hunt goblins.
Well, I don't know. I think goblins are prone to be hunted because they're not exactly like one of the kind of a smart races, you know?
I think goblins are people too, and you should leave them alone.
No, they're not people. They're little simulations inside a computer.
Goblins are people too, Shane. How dare you neglect their human rights in this way?
How can they be people when they fight with each other and, like, they're short and they're green and brown and stuff?
I'm sorry, humans fight with each other. Some humans are short, some humans, well, they're not green, well, they might be fed some sort of illness. Don't neglect goblin rights, Shane. Goblins are people too.
Okay, well, what about unicorns then?
Unicorns are not real, don't be stupid.
So we can hunt them?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know, I just feel that the creatures we had to gather for the quest were rather innovative in their ways of what we had to recover.
Innovative?
Yeah.
A fox, a wolf, a bear, two different colors of unicorns, rock crabs, which were already in the game, hobgoblins, which were already in the game, and two slayer monsters. Wow, massively innovative. Not.
Well, yeah, because we never had to get their skins for stuff before.
So I don't know. It doesn't seem to me as like hunter. I probably agree with you. Hunter probably should have had more to do with bears and wolves and
foxes.
The things like, yeah, why would you want to hunt a fox? Or unless you had a dog with you and you chase the fox down. That's what they do here with horses. They call it a sport. I failed to say that's a sport, really. It's just
hunting is just a sport.
But no, I don't see how, honestly, if you're on a load of horses and you're chasing a bloody fox with dogs, all you're basically doing is riding along waiting for the dogs to kill the fox. It's not really a sport. I'm sure there are plenty of sort of toffee country people from around here, since I live semi-rural location, who would tell me otherwise, but I think they're all stupid inbred twats. There we go.
Brad's inbred.
I'm not inbred.
Anyways, the requirements for this quest are level 25 Slayer, Rag and Bone Man, and an advised combat of level 50.
Yep, it is that easy.
Yeah, and this is actually Mentor Bandwagon.
What?
Mentor Bandwagon comes out to Rag and Bone Man too. Number 156 in the world.
Oh, it's so easy now we know what it means.
Yeah, so... basically, what you do with the quest is you go talk to the Bone Man guy who gives you the sack before, and what you do for him is he says he needs some creatures, so as Brad says, you go hunt down the...
Yeah, for the museum in Varric.
Yeah, the museum, they want to build stuffed creatures of these. So you need the black unicorn, the grizzly bear, the fox, the Fenris wolf, hobgoblin, walk crab, cave crawler, and cockatrice.
Fenris wolf. What is Fenris?
I don't know. What do you think?
It's something to do with meaning of words.
Oh, wow.
Fenris, so... the wolf of sin, meaning the goading of a guilty conscience. The wolf was the brother of Hal. When he gapes, one jaw touches the earth and the other the heaven. It's obviously some sort of...
Yeah. Let's leave it at that.
Mythical creature.
Yeah, let's leave it at that. We don't need to bore people with that.
Yeah, unlike you droning on about your stupid right-wing ideology, that's not boring people at all.
I wasn't doing that during the show.
You would have sooner or later.
No, I don't know. I think one day we got to have an uncorked episode on this whole thing and get people from my side on and people from your crazy side on to finally settle it as to who's right.
Settle it as to who's right? No, Shane. Arguments aren't settling it for who's right because your crazy assholes believe the crazy shit that you believe, and people who agree with me rightly believe what they believe. Arguments don't change people's minds. You just stupidly state your points at each other for 2 hours, then you all walk away convinced you've come off better when you haven't. Shane, your method of arguing is just, you're wrong, I'm right, and that makes it so, apparently.
Okay, people... Brad's basically going on about something we went on before the show, so if that doesn't concern you, then just close your ears for the past 30 seconds, but you can open them up now.
Hang a second. You can't tell them to sort of go back in time and then cover their ears. Basically, the whole bullet point of this rant is Shane needs a lobotomy.
I bet half of them don't even know what a lobotomy is.
Okay, I will briefly explain what a lobotomy is. A lobotomy was a medical procedure they believed was able to treat... I think it was sort of like mood swings and stuff. Basically, yes, basically they used to think it could treat certain mental illnesses, and basically what it involved in doing was using a sort of a pick to sort of sever your frontal lobe, I think it was, they used to cut. But basically what it did to most people who had it done was it made them mentally retarded. So rather than sort of just problems in their head, they were actually no more mentally retarded. And it's now widely discredited, but I still think Shane could benefit from it.
Oh, what'd you think of the quest out of 5? Or what'd you think of it in general?
Two. It was two. One, RuneScape quests, the sort of the genius of them, even the shorter ones, I think, are that they are that. They are a quest. When you think of the word quest, you think of a little bit of a journey, a task that has to be achieved. And usually in RuneScape, this task takes several steps. This was just one step. Like I explained to the people who I was talking to in Clan Chat at the time, I think it was very WoW-like in quests, and sort of a lot like a sort of other MMORPG, where the quests are less the main focus, where basically all you have to do is kill something or gather an item from something that, again, requires you to kill it, and return to the quest giver, and sort of they become very one-dimensional and very repetitive, and I don't think RuneScape should ever consider moving into that realm.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 3.5 out of 5.
That average it out at 2.75. I don't know why I said it in that weird-ass voice. I think I just had a lobotomy.
Yeah, which would make sense of what you were saying before the show. But
he's a funny man, isn't he? He's a funny man.
The rewards are as follows. 2,500 hit points experience, 2,000 slayer experience, 1,500 prayer, 500 crafting, 500 fire making, and 2 quest points.
Yay.
Did you do the extended list that you can do after the quest?
Hell no.
Yeah, so basically there's an extended wish list after the quest that you can complete. The reward for that is 10,000 slayer experience and 7,000 prayer experience.
How long is it, though?
Very long. And there's also a skeletal horror thing that you can fight weekly for more experience, sort of like the Jade Vine. When you fight, it gives 1,250 slayer and 1,000 prayer experience.
Did you do the extended list?
No, I didn't have time for that. On the extended list, you need to kill Turoths, Crawling Hands, Ugdankies, Tortoises, Sabertooth Kayat, Green Dragon, Red Dragon, Blue Dragon, Black Dragon, Skeletal Wyvern, Bronze Dragon, Iron Dragon, Steel Dragon, Mithril Dragon, General Garador or Bork, Monkey Guard, Big Snake, Any Giant, Nail Beast, Aquanite, and Skeletal Whore.
Did you say Skeletal Whore?
No, Horror.
Oh, you say horror funny.
So yeah, that's the extended list. So if you have time, go knock yourself out with that.
Don't physically knock yourself out with it. That could be quite painful.
Yeah, that's just an expression, you know?
It's not a very good one.
Sure it is. I don't know. This quest seems sort of, as Brad said, sort of icky in the way of just not having any motive for it, you know? Besides gathering these items, unless the Bone Man is going to play some role in the future. I don't know. Stop typing.
I can't see. Well, it's sort of funny that he talks to that thing on his back, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe he needs a lobotomy. Or maybe he's already had one.
Yeah. No, I don't think RuneScape characters, I don't know whether they offer lobotomies in RuneScape.
But you would have to be pretty crazy to talk to your sack, right?
Well, the sack's moving, so there's obviously something in there. If it was just like a lifeless, unmoving sack, you could look at him and think, crazy bastard.
Anyways, that's why I give it a 3.5. It just doesn't go to that next level, but
yeah, it's lacking.
But I didn't give it a 2 because I like the potential idea of branching it in with Hunter and a future Hunter update.
I think that's a retarded idea. All the things you did is you just killed things and collected their hides.
Well, no, in the Hunter update, you wouldn't kill things. You'd like set traps for them and stuff, you know?
Yeah, so that's basically what Hunter is now. So all you're saying is you want more
stuff
sort of
Hunter.
Traditional Hunter.
Yeah,
monsters.
That's right. Yeah. Like, what if there was this trap, the wolf was walking along and it tripped over this tripwire thing, and then there's this thing below it, and it tightened this thing around one of its legs, and then the legs thing pulled it up, and it hung the wolf by its foot from a tree.
Okay, you've been watching too many cartoons.
It's not from a cartoon. I've seen one of those devices built.
Okay, Shane, sure you have. Good boy, Shane.
I think we should be moving on, because there's not much else on this quest to discuss. Is there?
There is not, indeed. It was a fairly simple quest, and we've already given our ratings.
But 2 quest points.
Yeah, I don't understand them giving sort of more than 1 quest point for smallish quests.
And even some of the other ones, like, they've only been 1, so why is this 2? That's what I was trying to figure out. Did that come up in your mind? At all?
It doesn't make sense. Nothing Jagex does make sense. Oh, well, nothing that formulates in your mind makes sense.
This next thing makes sense. The RuneScape Machinima Contest.
Machinima, yay.
So basically what they're saying is create a 2-minute Machinima video, post it to YouTube, and send it to the RuneScape YouTube channel. They'll go through them. Andrew, Mark, and a few of the community management people, they'll pick out the top 5, then it'll go to public vote.
Wow.
And then
I think Machinima is a very hit-and-miss thing, and I can't see I think you're going to have some bloody good sort of good ideas and good editing and good basically production to make RuneScape into anything that would be watchable.
Yeah, I'm still working on my idea.
You're going to enter?
Yeah, if I can get this idea formulated.
That's a no, then.
Why? You've not seen any of my videos that I've ever made.
Yeah, I've seen the one. Honestly, right, I think that's the best you can do for like a RuneScape Machinima video. Just basically walk around and play some music. It's not going to be that great.
You're not allowed to use copyrighted music.
Oh, well, that'd
so,
be crap.
So that's where everybody's going to... That's where everybody's going to fall apart because, you know, people have a great tendency to not read the instructions, right? So there's going to be a whole bunch of them that aren't done properly.
And so are you hoping yours is going to be the only one that doesn't have copyrighted music and they're going to
well,
go,
no.
Oh, look, Shane's the winner by default?
I'm just saying that in general, the majority of people who make RuneScape videos suck at it.
And you think you're that much better? I'm saying yours is probably about the best you could do for a RuneScape video, and yours ain't that good, no offense.
No, what I'm saying is in terms of, like, the production of it, like, the actual output of the video.
So do you think you're going to win, then?
No, I don't know. That depends on if I get my idea formulated.
Okay, so if you get your idea formulated, do you think you're going to win?
I don't know.
Do you? Okay, so if you think everybody else is crap and you're so good, then why are you not confident of your chances?
Because there could be someone else that's good. So, but basically,
there's bound to be other people that
but
are
basically
good.
What I'm saying is that the majority of people who play RuneScape and make these videos don't know how to properly compress a video file.
So? The majority don't, but there are a certain number that do and can probably do it quite well, just the same as you. You're
not the
only RuneScape video maker who's not a complete retard.
I don't know. That's
and you are a complete retard. Yeah.
That's just something that annoys me when people don't put full attention into audio or video quality, you know?
Yeah, and it annoys me when people like you think that just because, admittedly, there are a lot of people who are retarded, that means that you're the only person who's half decent at it.
I never said I'd think I'm the only person.
It's your attitude, Shane. Anybody can tell from listening to you.
Basically, it has to be made within RuneScape. So, I'm not sure what that includes. I'm not sure if extra outside titles or stuff is required, but I don't know. I assume just anything inside RuneScape will work. Also, the first place winner will get flown to Cambridge to tour the Jagex Studios, meet Andrew and the team and stuff. And runners-up.
Wow, I bet you're dying to win this. You can actually kiss Andrew's ass in person.
And the runners-up will receive Jagex goodies, including Members for Life and a whole bunch of other kind of interesting things.
Members for Life, that's not bad. Even if you get in the top five, Members for Life, that's pretty good.
Yeah, so, I don't know, I'm still working on formulating an idea. I have a little bit of a rough idea, but I kind of need to plan it out, storyboard it, you know?
So they're saying if you're like from Australia, they'd be prepared to fly you to Cambridge.
Yeah.
And put you up in a hotel.
Yeah.
If I entered and won, I live not that far from Cambridge. I could probably drive there in pretty under 2 hours. I would want to fly to Australia, then just fly back on their expense.
That's not nice.
If they're paying for it.
It's not nice.
I think it should only be open to residents of the UK.
No. That's being closed-minded, Brad.
I'm sorry. Shane is telling me, oh no, that's being closed-minded. Shane, you define closed-minded. If you looked up closed-minded in the dictionary, there would be a picture of you.
I highly doubt that, but whatever you say. So, I don't know. If anybody has any suggestions for what you'd like to
see. For how Shane can win the contest, which he's probably, even though he's sort of not talked about it that much, but I bet inside Shane, you are dying to win that contest, aren't you?
What, if you have any ideas for kind of add-ons that you'd like to see, some sort of thing, I'll make sure that
Are you thinking of like storyline or something?
Yeah. Yeah, in 2 minutes.
I just don't
you know?
See how, even if you're like, I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to look at the top five with interest, because honestly, I don't see how anybody, even if they do it well, can make it that good. But, you know, we shall see.
Yeah.
I could be completely wrong, and there might be a lot of people who can do very good things. But
I have a bit of an idea, but I don't exactly want to say right now in case somebody
in case somebody steals your idea and wins it, and you're like, oh no, I could have won.
Yeah, so.
You're funny.
Anyways, the contest. You have until the 25th to enter.
That's not that long.
No. So, it provides quick working and quick production of the video, and then off it goes. But anyways, tweaks and fixes. You have anything in the release notes that you like this week?
Nothing at all.
Oh, that's too bad. Two general tweaks. One of them says that the Berserker neck ring can now be imbued with immobilizing armies like other rings. And, of course, they made a little change to the Grand Exchange this week, which is relatively minor, adding a 30-day average price line again.
Didn't they remove that a while ago and they reintroduced
it? Yeah, they did, and it's back now. I think they're still making tweaks to the general system. One graphical thing from the release notes I want to highlight is that the scimitar wield position has been updated, so that's good. Remember we talked about how that was rather iffy last week? Or no, that was the week before, I'm sorry. When you were off with your family. You know, we never did see pictures from that.
And you never will see pictures from that. Honestly, I didn't take a lot many. I took my video camera and I got a couple of videos, but not very many and hardly any photos.
You should put some videos up on YouTube.
No, YouTube is full of retards. Like you.
We use YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point.
That's not good to be insulting the organization you work with.
I always insult the organization.
The sound of cookery has been updated. Magic trees have been updated. In terms of sound. Door sounds have been updated. Quite extensive release notes this week, so check them out. Yeah, I don't think there's anything else. There's quite a few on there. I'm sure you're bound to find something that you're interested in. Brad, are you interested in that a tree has been moved, allowing access to a gold rock on Crandor?
I think that is brilliantly exciting news, and I'm glad you brought it to my attention. I will surely carry this knowledge with me and use it to great effect in my life over these coming weeks and months.
And years.
Thank you very much for telling me. And years, yes, indeed. A piece of information like that is invaluable.
And there's also been problems fixed with clipping with beards and acrobat hoods.
Beards and acrobat hoods. Yeah. Just like the whole problem they had with the top hat.
Oh, yeah, and you ended up getting 99 fishing on that.
Why are you laughing? I actually got a 99 skill and got my skill cape, which is something I've been procrastinating from doing.
Yeah,
if anything,
and cooking. What'd you get cooking for? What was that bet for?
Oh, cooking, because I said if you won... Didn't I make a bet like if Chief won skill of the month, I'd do it?
If a div won skill of the month.
Oh, if a div, yeah, right. It was something like that.
Oh, that's good. You want to make any more bets?
If you renounce your right-wing ways, then I will fly to Canada and pay for dinner for you.
Done.
No, you won't actually do it.
Sure,
honestly,
I will.
No, you won't.
Let's discuss it later.
Oh, so that's how good. So that's how close you hold your ideals. I'm saying I'll fly to Canada if you say you're a lefty, and you're sort of like, yeah, I'll be a lefty.
Yeah, come on.
Shame, I'm not that stupid.
You can get a direct Air Canada flight from London to Edmonton.
Why would I want to? I want to fly via. I want to fly via Kathmandu. Just for the heck of it.
We'll discuss our dinner plans later. Moving on to questions.
Questions!
First one.
There was no questions topic this week, was there? Because we're working through old ones. Shane had a backlog.
Which I have something to say about later. Actually, I'll say it now. From this point forward, any text questions sent to the email address questions@rsbnb.com won't be used unless there's some apocalypse where nobody posts on the questions topic. I want to reserve the email address for audio questions only.
So priority will be given to those that
post in the forum
post them
topic.
On the forums. So that's another reason to go to forums.rsbnb, register, and look for the topic every week. which is usually up on a Tuesday.
Early Tuesdays.
Register, people. You don't have to wade into the debate about marijuana if you don't want to. Just post questions.
Just come to the Forum Games Forum and say what kind of food you like and stuff like that. I actually got a new game that I'm going to be posting there.
Tell me and I'll post it before you and take credit.
No, that's why we're not discussing that or my idea for the video.
Shane's idea is going to be like a RuneScape musical.
First question.
Hey, host, do you have any bad habits? Okay, do that one first. Shane has lots of habits, one of them being persistence in views that are nonsensical and, frankly, retarded. Silence.
I'm not sure about my habits.
Yeah, it's hard for me to judge. I am a very passive-aggressive person.
Didn't you say you once bit your nails?
I used to when I was really young. That was like when I was 5. I stopped doing that, though. It's not like something I still do. Bad habits. I keep my feelings to myself most of the time. I know it's hard to believe when I come on here and shout and raise my voice, but most of the time I keep my emotions to myself. So I guess
What's
that's a bit of
that?
A bad habit. I don't know. It's not healthy, is it?
Oh, apparently. Sure it is, if you can deal with it.
What, holding everything in is healthy?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Is that what you do? Is that what you're holding your homosexuality in?
No.
Oh, so you're open about it then?
No.
Oh, it's good to lure people into verbal traps.
Yeah, Brad's trying to imply something that's absolutely not true and never would be, but...
Shane is a homosexual.
No, that's not true.
Shane is a homo.
Do you have a habit of, like, not cutting your hair?
That's not a habit. I choose to wear my hair long.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't think of any habits.
You have a bad habit of getting your hair cut too often.
I need to.
No, you don't, Shane. You should just let it grow really long.
No, that's absolutely not going to happen.
Okay, so if you become a lefty and grow your hair shoulder length, I'll come to Canada.
Okay.
See? Look how quickly I can make him renounce his beliefs. I'll just go, if you do it, I'll come to Canada. Sure, I'll do it.
Yeah, I can't really think of any habits. Maybe it's a... I don't know. Anything that I can think of as a habit, I sort of think of it as sort of like a way of doing things, you know? Like, for instance, it could be said that I have a habit of using the same techniques for, rather than doing a different way of attacking a problem. It could be said that that's a habit of the way I do things, but then again, I just prefer to use a known solution that works. Because over time, the time that it takes to implement is going to decrease.
You speak a lot of crap. That's a bad habit.
Why is it bad? Because it works?
No, because you just speak a lot of crap.
No.
No. See, that's your safeguard. You speak a lot of crap, Shane. No.
I don't see how it's speaking a lot of crap, saying that I do, that I use the same
Do you ever listen? Do you ever listen to the... Well, obviously you listen to the update. You must know what I mean. You listen to the update. You record it.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean, though.
You speak a lot of crap.
No. Next part...
Next part. Also, Shane, do you ever fight with your sister or even tease her? I do, and she's quite annoying. You fight and tease with Shane's sister? Does he know your sister?
He means his own sister.
Oh, well, he phrased that question badly. Got any tips? So, do you ever fight or tease your sister?
No.
Ever? Have you ever fought with your sister?
What do you mean, fought? Like, verbally or physically?
Verbally, obviously.
A few times in the past however many years it's been. But not recently.
It's smiley and huggy and happy, are you?
Yeah, that's sort of the way it works now.
You people make me sick with your perfect lives.
We understand each other and, no.
She understands you're mentally retarded. That's good.
No. No. She knows to... come to me next election to talk about who to vote for. That's the case.
So she's throwing away her vote. She's not thinking for herself. She's not weighing up her options and her beliefs. She's just asking you who she should vote for. That's a good idea, isn't it?
I don't know. But when it comes down to it, I think you can avoid most of these if there's a mutual understanding between both of you that you're not out to hurt each other, and there's going to be some disagreements just as long as you smooth them over. And if there is a disagreement, being the older one, you need to know kind of when to step down and just let things happen, and then watch the outcome, and then think to yourself that you were right later on, rather than just getting involved in the immediate forefront of before it happens. Because I know there's been a few situations like that where I was able to see what was going to happen down the road, but she didn't want to follow my advice, so I just let it go, and then sure enough, what I had predicted happened.
Shane, you speak a lot of rubbish.
Why?
If I ever needed, needed to take a class in how to speak more waffle, as they call it here, then I would come to you.
How's that garbage?
You just do. You go on and on and on. You're not good at making clear, concise points, are you?
I told them what to do.
Yeah, in about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
During which time they've all lost interest. I'm an only child, and I can say that I got on fantastically with my brothers and sisters. It was like they were never even there.
Well, that's your problem. Thank you, Brian.
Oh, yeah, that's my problem. Yes.
Dear host, what was the most embarrassing typo you ever wrote? I was wishing my female friend luck, and I accidentally changed the U to an I, and it sounded like a normal sentence. I wish you lick. Name here. It's the most embarrassing typo.
Lick me. Shane says he regularly types the Russian word for penis.
Okay.
That's one of Shane's typos.
It's hilarious.
Hui. He tries to type. Anybody who's ever talked to Shane on MSN knows he typos about once every 5 minutes. Because he types with one hand, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes.
Most embarrassing typo I've done? I can't remember specifically.
Let's see. Let's pull up the Brad folder.
The Brad folder?
Yeah.
It's wrong that Shane has folders on people. He's like the fucking Stasi. Secret police from East Germany, if you don't know who they are. They kept files on almost every one of their citizens.
No, that's a statement.
Statement? What the fuck?
Yeah.
I want to see what's in my folder.
No, that's that. Oh, yes, here's one. Here's a little grammar one. So, did you learn PHP? You say yes. I also fly solo across the Atlantic and blanked myself with no anesthetic. Yes, it was quite a day.
That's not a typo.
You said fly.
Oh, yeah, that's not an embarrassing typo, though. I think he means embarrassing as in the typo changes the context of the sentence.
Well, I don't have any like that on you, then.
Yay, I win. Shane likes Russian penis.
No. Okay, come on, what's your most embarrassing typo that you can remember?
I can't think. I don't keep, pervy folders of myself on my computer like you do. It's like asking somebody what's the stupidest thing you've ever said. I don't know. I say a lot of stupid things.
Well, there you go. That's good you admit that.
Yeah, Shane, I can admit it. You live in denial. Shane, denial is not just a river in Egypt. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay, there we go. There's one saying that Hillary Clinton is hotter than someone else.
That's not a typo. That was humor. Oh, yeah, because there was that picture you showed me, and I said she looked like Hillary Clinton, except Hillary Clinton was hotter. I don't, just for the people there, I don't actually think Hillary Clinton is hot. It was just a funny thing to say.
Okay.
And it obviously must have been funny, because it made its way into Shane's signature for a while.
Okie dokie. Anything else?
Nope. Also, what is your opinion on the fastest four skills to get 99? Okay, fastest four skills to get 99. Well, obviously, you'd have cooking, fletching,
Thieving.
Yes, that's fairly quick now with Temple, whatever it's called. Pyramid Plunder.
And what would be number four?
Fire Making with Magics.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, yeah, there we go.
Okay, those so there's four. Our four. What is the cheapest skill and how
thieving.
Much will I need? Yeah, thieving, you don't need anything. You make money. Lastly, if I go for cooking, where should I cook to go from 50 to 99? I have 5 minutes to spend getting it. What should I cook? Thanks, Sack My Duck. I love that name. Well, I don't really, but... if you're cooking 50 to 99, you should cook in the Thieves Guild in Burthorpe. Yeah. You go into the pub, down the trapdoor, bank and everything, and usually the banker's trapped directly over the fire, which is helpful. As to what you should cook to get there, 50, I would recommend cooking lobsters until 70, buy raw, sell the cooked to help, you know, minimize the loss. From 70 to 94, I would cook monkfish. Again, buy raw, sell cooked, minimize your loss. And from 94 to 99, if you have enough money left, I would recommend sharks. When I went from 92 to 99, I was able to buy raw at about... I know the prices have probably changed.
13 and 15 for a raw shark right now.
What's the differential in prices? Between raw and cooked.
70 GP.
That's good. I was looking... When I bought raw and sold cooked, I was making a loss of about 100 and... No, 200. I was making a loss of about 170 gold piece per shark. So if you could get it for sort of 70 gold piece per shark loss, that's good.
What did sharks sort of, like, go for then?
I can't remember. I bought them for 775, and I think they went for about 900 something. But yeah, basically, you'll need to work that out. You'll need to sort of get the grand exchange prices for lobster raw and cooked, monkfish raw and cooked, and work out if you lose 100 gold pieces on, you know, a monkfish, then, you know, you'll be able to cook, you know, 5,000, not 5,000, how many would you, if you made 100 gold pieces, you'd be able to cook, what, 50,000? That would be enough.
How much money does he have?
5 million. 50,000, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That's not a great deal. To get from 50 to 99, you'd probably need more money than that, but you can do it.
You'd be able to cook 71,428 with a loss of 70 GP per shark.
Right, but you don't want to cook sharks till you get to 94, and you have cooking gauntlets, because otherwise you just lose money. You're probably going to lose money anyway, because at 50, you'll probably burn a few lobsters, and you'll probably burn, if you start monkfish at 70, you'll probably burn a few of those. But, you know, that's why I say wait till 70 and not start at 62, and you can. Get cooking gauntlets before you start. That will minimize your losses.
Don't cooking gauntlets only work on ranges?
I have no idea about that, but I don't think they work on monkfish, actually, thinking about it. I think it's just shark, swordfish, and lobster.
Yeah.
Unless they were changed, it used to be that way. But anyway, definitely when you're doing sharks and when you're doing the lobsters, cooking gauntlets help. But I would, of course, you can work out how much it would potentially cost you to get them 15.99, but I think you'll need a bit more than 5 million. I spent about, I think I worked out, including, I lost about 2 million going from 92 to 99 on sharks.
You know, if you don't want to lose anything, you can take the courageous task and fish all your fish that you need.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. But of course, if you cooked everything you fished from, you know, one upwards, then very achievable. But
yeah,
that's yeah. Good. So
that was thank from Sack My Duck.
The questions.
What do you think the most common resolution for a computer monitor is? That's from UMD, former forum member Alt Mac Daddy.
1024 by 768.
You're probably right.
Woo!
I say probably as I'm pulling up some data right now. Give me 1 minute. What resolution do you use?
1440 by 900.
Okay. I use 1680 by 1050 for my main one and 1440 by the other one.
I wish I had a probably should replace my monitor because I really want 1680 by 150. 1050, I mean.
You want one of mine? I'll sell it to you.
No, I'll buy a new one. I don't like secondhand stuff.
That's too bad. Okay, if we look at rsbnb.com, the main site, 28% on 1024 by 768, 19% on 1280 by 800, 12.6% on 1280 by 1024, 10% on 1440 by 900, and 7.5% on 1680
Stay strong, my brothers.
By 1050.
How about 800 by 600?
That's 2%. Note why this version of RSBNB isn't compatible on 800 by 600. We finally dropped support for that with this latest site design back in February.
That's mean.
No.
800 by 600 uses a people, too.
We also dropped support on Internet Explorer 6.
Yay! Not Internet Explorer 6.
What happened
If
there?
Anybody listening to this still uses Internet Explorer 6, please just don't download Firefox. You don't have to do that. Just please upgrade it.
To IE8.
Yes.
Or just please. Try getfirefox.com or opera.com. Speaking of which, Brad, on the forums, I see that you're still running Firefox 3.0.13.
I upgraded it a while back.
No, you're still running 3.0.13. You need to go to getfirefox.com and get 3.5.2.
Trekkie is still running 3.0.13.
Yeah, but 3.5 is faster.
Okay, fine. I'll get it after the show.
Good. And for the forums, 1024 by 768 is 32%, 1280 by 800, 19%, 1280 by 1024, 10%, 1440 by 900, 9%, 1680 by 1050, 8%. And 800 by 600 doesn't even show up on the forums.
Why?
So. Oh, yeah, it's at 1.1%. Yeah. That's nice, isn't it? But yeah, there's just screen resolutions.
That's nice. Is that it nice, is. Shane?
Yeah, next one.
Next question. Dear Shane, Brad, another possible host that aren't here, as it turns out. First, what is your favorite Godsword spec? I love my Sorrow Godsword since I'm a Slayer, but what would you have? I like the one that heals you.
That's Ceridoman.
That one, yes.
I don't know. For me, it depends on the use. If I was doing general combat, I'd have to say Ceridoman. But if I was in a boss fight, I'd prefer Bandos or Zamorak. Zamorak for the ability to freeze the thing for 20 seconds. But if I was just dueling or something, I'd probably want Armadil. So it changes on what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, answered those questions. Second, what do you think the most useless skill is? Brad, please don't say farming because that one is too obvious.
This guy's probably one of the people that stands at the patch waiting for his crops to grow. That's why he says it's useless.
He's just agreeing with me, which every sensible person does.
Because they're scared of you.
No, they're not. They have nothing to fear from me. I will log on to RuneScape. I log on to RuneScape with my chat set to on. So anybody who wants to message me can message me, and I'll talk to them because I am a man of the people. Whereas you, Shane, you private to friends, and you don't like them talking in clan chat about you. They told me that in clan chat. They were like, oh, if Shane's here, we're not allowed to talk about him or else he'll kick us. And I'm like, what the heck? They said when you are there, they are not allowed to talk about you.
I never said that.
It sounded like something you do, so I didn't question it.
Absolutely not.
Anyway,
I never kicked anybody for talking about me.
Anyway, we're getting off the course. What most useless skill is? Fire making.
Yes.
Possibly, because there are plenty of rangers about.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. Fire making, I don't know why I have 99 in it.
Because you're a 99 whore.
Shh. Like, every other skill has its use, you know? But fire making, I don't know. So we're going to be unanimous here and say fire making. I want to know who said that, because I've never kicked anybody for talking about me.
I can't remember, but they're saying something about when you're there, they have to... I remember. Somebody joined, I can't remember who it was, and they were like, oh, Brad's here, he's not on much. And I was like, yeah, hi. And they were like, oh, I thought you would have kicked me for that. And I was like, no, why would I have kicked you for that? And they said, oh, when Shane's here, if we pester him or talk about him or something, he kicks us. I don't know.
That's absolutely not true.
Shane's denying it. Anyway, thanks and great show. Magic one?
Yeah, I'd say magic.
Magic one. Ah, obviously, sense for something like magic. Very good. Thank you for the question.
Hey, Shane and guests. I was wondering what the girl from Australia turned out to be. Shane bleeped it a couple of weeks ago.
I assume he means the one whose name we do not say. And turned out to be, well, I
No. He's talking about the one with the informer thing. Remember?
Oh, that one. Not the one whose name we do not speak. I thought we explained that.
I thought
Why did
so
you bleep
too.
That out? Did you
I don't
bleep
know what
email
I bleeped.
Out?
No, I didn't.
Well, if it was the newspaper one, there was an Australian girl who we got to help us for Informer, long story short, if you didn't hear that one, who used to do RuneHQ, the name was Cricket something, and she had a girl in her MSN display pic and basically pretended to be a girl. And basically she only helped us for a short while. She didn't help anything. We were going to get her in to help, but then she went back to RuneHQ and we decided it would be a conflict of interest, and she didn't. And then she changed her MSN name from Cricket and pretending to be a girl to Ben. And I messaged Ben once and said, so you're a guy? Just curious. And she replied, you know, pretending to be a girl, no, I'm a girl. It's just my cousin was using my MSN. And I kept her on my MSN list for about 6 months, and her name stayed Ben the entire time. So she turned out to be a guy. I think he might have meant Chrysala, though.
I don't know.
I'm sure we've made many... Okay, I'll just briefly cover that. Basically, I've not spoken to the girl in about 2 years, but basically she was on a road to ruin and spent all her day playing World of Warcraft. That's what she turned out to be.
Okay.
I know much more personal things about her situation, and I could make her sound terribly awful, but despite the fact she's a complete b**ch and I don't like her, I'm not going to sing that low. But needless to say, her life was running a very bad course, even though she had plenty of options for it not to be. Considering she had rich parents and, you know, a lot of stuff handed to her on a plate that most of us normal people can only wish to have. Anyway. Thank you, Grant. Sorry, next question. Also, have you guys heard of jailbreaking an iPhone? If so, what do you think about it? Keep up the great show. I've heard of it. I don't really know what it is. Shane probably knows what it is.
Basically, what jailbreaking an iPhone is it involves installing third-party software on it that's not approved by Apple, and then with this, you can install other applications that aren't approved by Apple, and basically, it takes the phone in the U.S. off of the AT&T network, and you could use it with any other GSM network in the U.S. So that's
why
Apple
doesn't
like
it. Is it illegal?
Well, it's sort of a gray area. Because Apple does have the, in their end user license agreement, EULA, for the thing, a clause that says you're not allowed to do that. But they haven't turned anybody's phone off for doing that, because there is the ability for them to shut down an entire phone. So, as I said, gray area. But it sort of really depends, because I'm going to have an article coming about this next week, since Ryan's away, and next week would have been a gaming week, but it's not. So I'm going to have an article coming out about this whole recent Apple sort of thing. I'll mention jailbreaking in it, but it's sort of a matter of opinion if you do it or not. Basically, the reason you would do it is if there's some application that you want to use, but it's not in the iTunes application store.
Mm.
So it really depends, but also when you do it, you avoid any possible help from Apple, so you have to take that into consideration. So I don't know. I think that if I had an iPhone and it was working for what I needed it to do, I wouldn't jailbreak. But that's all I got to say on this matter. Watch informer.irsbnb.com next week.
Yay.
Next one.
Hey, Shane and Brad. If a talent show in America was looking for a British judge, would you say yes if they asked you? Depends. If it was like America's Got Talent, then I don't know. Maybe it'd be a bit of fun, I guess. Pierce. I'd probably do it for the fun, but I don't see how I'm especially judged to rate talent. But then again, none of these other people are, so.
Yeah, Sharon Osbourne.
I'd do it for the fun of it.
David Hasselhoff.
I'd do it for the fun of it.
Piers Morgan.
I'd do it for the fun of it.
Also, Shane, how many 99s do you have, and what is your RuneScape user? Well, first off, the username is Shane12088. As Brad said, I keep my private chat on friends. So adding me really won't do that much, because it's just hard to get anything done if I've got private messages coming in with people wanting to say hi, and it would kind of be not nice to ignore them, so I just set it to friends.
Oh, rubbish.
What? I can't exactly go runecrafting if I'm getting all these private messages coming in.
I am a man of the people. I will talk to any and everyone.
Yeah, but
Shane,
they don't play.
Shane is an introvert.
But with that being said, though, if you do want to have a nice little chat, come to Clan Chat.
And he'll just ignore you.
No.
I'm sorry, but Shane, that's true. If you're saying I can't talk to you on private chat because I'll be too busy, then surely you're not going to be able to talk to them in Clan Chat.
No, Clan Chat is different. But anyways.
No, it's not rubbish. Yes, I am a man of people.
Okay, whatever you say. But I'm just saying that I prefer Clan Chat rather than individual private messagings.
So Shane can just say, stop talking about me or I'll kick you.
No. Jeez, I want to know who that came from. Anyways, that's for 99. I got Attack, Fletching, Fire Making,
Nice Belch,
Blower, and Farming. No, that sounded disgust because I can't believe I got 99 Fletching. So, those are my 99s. But of course, my most proud one is Farming. Second most, Herblore. Third most, Fire Making. I mean, Woodcutting. And the rest are, sort of iffy. What about you, Brad? How many 99s you got?
Two.
Fishing and Cooking.
Yeah.
I remember when you got Fishing. That was such a good day.
It wasn't. It was a terrible day.
That question was from Chris the Wise.
It was. When was the date?
I don't know. I forget.
It was September the 17th, 2008. Mm. Almost a year.
Okay. This next one is for Brad. Have you ever listened to Slipknot? And if so, do you like any of their songs? Which ones?
I've never listened to Slipknot, and I don't really... That music's sort of too hardcore for me. I like sort of... I don't know whether they assume just because I'm an angry person I would like that sort of music, but no, it's not really my kind of music. I like sort of punkier stuff like Rise Against and Billy Talent and stuff like that. I sort of like a lot of sort of more alternative rock bands, nothing too hard like that.
Yeah, sorry, I have to agree with you there.
Sorry to disappoint you. Shane, you like no music. You've said that
no,
in the
I'm
past.
No, I'm just saying if I had to choose, though, I wouldn't choose the kind of Slipknot kind of music. But anyways, and Shane, I have a gaming computer with a large memory card. I'm assuming he means hard drive. I have many games on there except Left 4 Dead and Call of Duty 4, yet a message pops up saying I have almost no room. Is there any way to fix this? I was wondering. Okay. For that one, you need to see, first off, how much space is actually being used up. What I would recommend doing is checking for any video files that are left over, because those tend to take up a lot of space. Temporary files also, which you can clear. Check those out. What other kind of files are there? Empty the recycle bin. There's also a disk cleanup utility that you can run from inside the drive management. Try running that. But it could just be that your hard drive is full and you need a bigger one. So, try those things. Also wondering how you guys do the podcast on a Mac and what program do you use to edit and stuff, and how do you get it on iTunes? I put out a two-part video series on this, which you can find at youtube.com/rsbnbstaff, all one word. I'll put links in the notes to these two videos. Basically, what I do in the video is I go through the process for recording the show and putting it on iTunes and uploading it to WordPress and stuff like that.
Yay!
It's called Producing RSVNB Update Part 1 and Part 2. 200 plus odd views 10 years ago. I mean, 10 months ago. There we go. But basically, I go through the process from producing the wiki all the way to, you know, WordPress. But check that out.
Yay, thank you for the questions. Is that
Jacques Closey, as in the French, Jacques. Anyways, thank you.
I just got 94 strength on my main, and I was wondering what is a good way as F2P to get strength experience. My members faded 2 days ago. I know that if I went pay to play, I could do pest control, but I don't think I can get members. What would you advise? My levels are 79 attack, 94 strength, 71 defense, 52 prey, 85 hit points. Is there any good way to train combat in free to play?
Cockroach soldiers in the stronghold. What's the stronghold called? Not the safety one, the other one.
I don't know.
Stronghold of Security. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it on that one. Yeah, and you didn't send in a name with your question, so I have to say that this question was from somebody we don't know, a.k.a. unknown.
Question unknown.
Next.
Dear Shane and anyone else who's doing the show at this moment in time, I'm doing the show. First, what is a good first level 99 skill? And secondly, can you... Okay, first good level 99 skill, cooking or fletching?
Not cooking.
No. First, so I guess he means relatively easy.
Yeah, but you don't want cooking or farming just to get it. I mean, cooking or fletching just to get a 99. Because everybody has those. Like, there's... I believe that when you're picking something you want to get to 99, you should really, truly like the skill. If you like cooking or fletching, go for it. But don't just do it because everybody else does that for 99.
Yeah, just do the skill you like the most. That's good.
Yeah, and if it's too much money, do some clues or do your second favorite skill. Did you know that Herblore was my favorite skill until I got to about level 50 farming?
Was it?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Money from level 39 attack? Oh. Oh, level 39. Okay. That could be a problem, couldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to say herb farming. What about you?
I have no idea.
You going to say fishing?
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah, fishing, I guess Brad's going to say. Because if you look up the price of, say, a lobster right now, if the Grand Exchange page would load... But as we said before, the sharks were 13.15 uncooked, so I'm just trying to pull this lobster thing up. Come on! There we go. A raw lobster is? Guess how much raw lobster is?
I don't know, 100.
363.
Wow, I didn't account for inflation.
The cooked one is 291. So doing the same thing, 363 minus 291 is 72 GP again. Loss. So. Definitely go fishing. Or farming. Next one, Brad.
Next question.
Oh, that question was from Knack, by the way.
If you could make up an item and put it in Toonscape, what would it do? On another note, congratulations on 99 attack, Shane. Okay, question?
I don't know. Like some sort of a version of the flail, except something that when you spin it around your head, you actually let go of it. What's that kind of thing called at the Olympics that you do?
Hammer.
Okay, that's it. And then that would be like the weapon of hitting an enemy or something like that.
I would have a chainsaw. No, that's not realistic. Since they have the capacity. I know Andrew has previously said in the past there'd be no guns, but I would have like a flintlock pistol. Because they have that's a fairly yeah, I know, even though he said, but that's a fairly old style gun, and they have cannons.
True. Okay. Another thing I'd add would be a magic spell. Would be that magic spell that stuns you and then sends you flying a few squares and unequips your items.
Hmm.
It would be a nice update to combat magic. Be like something like called like a concussive charge or something.
Yeah.
Those are my ideas. That was from Noopy45. Last one, Brad.
Last question. I was thinking of going farming on my alt character. How dare you? I've around 2 million gold pieces right now. I have almost some limited membership. If I wanted to start farming, make it to 99, how much GP would I need? I make around 1 million a day so I can start gathering funds for over the summer. Any suggestions? Thank you. You got mauled. P.S. I was standing outside of your 99 attack party.
Wonder why you were standing outside.
Answer the damn question.
First off, it really depends on how much money you have, because quite frankly, you can get by going to 99 farming on 2 maple runs a day and pineapples, if that's what you want to do, which is fairly easy to recover costs from by herb farming. The second way of doing it is to go all out with magics, palms, and calquits, but with that you're going to need a significantly higher amount of money. I'm not sure what it is right now, but you can do the math yourself. It's 5 magic trees a day, 5 palms, and 1 calquit. And if you do it right, you can get a second magic. So then with that, you can just do the math and figure out how much money you need. But it's judging from what you say, it shouldn't be a problem, seeing as you can make 1 million a day, which I'd like to know how you do. Wouldn't you, Brad?
It's the secret.
I know. I bet he was a 26K-er.
You're just jealous.
No, I don't know. I'm just wondering, though. So that's always what I assume now when people have vast amounts of money, that they got it through 26K-ing.
You're suspicious. Anyway, on to tech news.
Yes. Zune HD price leak, $100 less than the iPod Touch.
Trying to undercut Apple. People will still buy Apple.
They will. The price is listed at Amazon, show a 16-gigabyte model for $220 and a 32-gigabyte model for, and that's $79 cheaper than the iPod Touch, and the 32-gigabyte iPod Touch is $399. So, $220 and $290 for the Zune.
Why?
Would you buy one?
No, I'm happy with my iPod.
Okay. Yeah, see, you got one of the iPod Classics, right?
Yeah.
Those things are pretty much dying because people have no reason to get one of those anymore with the added benefits of the iPod Touch or the small...
Well, mine still works fine and I feel no need to replace it.
Yeah, and it's pretty big, too. How big is the drive?
6 gig.
6D?
Oh, yeah. I forget. I don't know. I haven't looked at the thing in ages.
Oh. It should say on the back, though. But anyways, I think the Zune...
30.
Okay, 30, which is probably big enough, right?
Yeah, big enough.
Zune HD does look interesting, though. Have you taken a look at the pictures that are on this article?
Yeah, I've had a little look.
I don't know. It's interesting because it has Wi-Fi and a web browser and pretty much everything the iPod Touch does. Only thing is there's no App Store.
Oh my god, though, it's not Apple.
Well, it plays music, right?
Yes, but I'm just imitating sad people.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. It might be worth looking into, but the only thing that I'm slightly worried about is that the browser on it is Mobile Internet Explorer. So, anyways. Zune HD will be definitely cheaper than the iPod Touch. Will Apple respond to this? I don't know. They might have to. Did you get the dashboard update for your 360?
Yes.
Did you buy any clothes for Mr. Disgruntled Deer?
No, that's a scam.
I'm glad you agree. Other things in this update are games on demand, Avatar props in Marketplace? Like, I didn't even look at them. Did you look at what you can
buy?
No,
I didn't. But it's sort of like, did you know with The Sims 3 that you actually have to pay? You can pay for Sim points, I think they're called, and you you actually buy items for your like house in The Sims. You can like pay for more items. So all the, they aren't bundled with the game. You have to pay up. You have to pay for the game, then pay a whole lot more, to, like to in these sim points for all the f***ing items. It's a scam.
I don't know. I'm looking at my friends list right now, seeing if I can find anybody with any of these items. But I don't even know what they look like. Do you?
What?
Like the new props for the avatars?
No, I've no idea.
I don't know. It's like. Oh, like, if this is Microsoft's idea of innovation, it seems as though it's sort of like,
copying Electronic Arts.
Yeah,
make them pay.
I'm just wondering why, though. You know?
Because they're crazy and money hungry. Money hungry.
You can also get games on demand.
Yeah.
Downloads. Netflix update, watch videos with your friends, but of course that's US only because you guys don't have Netflix there. Neither do we.
No, we do not.
Party tweaks, easier to invite people to a party, and lots of other little minor things. But
the minor things are okay, but the main things are not.
Yeah,
too impressive.
It's like, for instance, they added stuff to HDMI, user ratings, UI improvements, console settings, friends list sorting. And then they end this document with saying that in the near future, this fall, Facebook, Twitter, Last.fm, and Zune video integration are coming. You know, that's rather interesting, Microsoft bundling in so close with Twitter, given the fact that it can be taken down by a denial of a service attack.
Hmm.
So, that's rather strange, but anyways. Another Microsoft thing. Microsoft will be banned from selling Word in the U.S. in 60 days.
Yay! Screw you, Microsoft.
Some law firm in Toronto won an injunction against Microsoft regarding the company's XML patents. The injunction prohibits Microsoft from selling or importing to the United States any Microsoft Word products that have the capability of opening .xml, .docx, or .m files containing XML. Custom XML, Microsoft has been given 60 days to comply.
Screw you, Microsoft.
You know, this is like, this is what's one thing I hate about software development is software patents, because you can basically write an algorithm and then patent that this is your way of doing things, and other people need to pay you to do things this way.
Yes, it is stupid.
I don't know, but we know for a fact that Microsoft isn't going to stop selling Word in the U.S. They're just going to pay this company off and pay whatever fees they have to pay, right?
That's what happens.
Yeah.
People with the big money always find a way out. And yeah. The way out is money.
Yeah, which is the way the world works, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yes.
Anyways, that's it for tech news. On to some other things. Go to informer.rsbnb.com to see how Paul hides his files from prying eyes.
His pornography.
No, he doesn't watch porn.
But he basically, does admit to watching porn.
He goes into things like encryption and stuff, basically prevent anybody from accessing any file with industry standard encryption, and also a way to hide files inside an image file, which is kind of cute. Informer.rsbnb.com. Birthday event wrap up. You should have come to some of these events.
Should have done.
Yeah, but they were all rather late for you, unfortunately.
And I need my sleep.
Yes. Well, I'll just rattle some of these off. MLI won the Amazing Race. Earth 271072 won Hide and Seek. And Owen 1892 won Skill of the Day. Ryan has gone off to Spain, so we haven't voted on the Halo map contest yet, but we will be doing that once he gets back.
Good timing, Ryan.
Also, the skill of the month update. As we know, it's strength. And as we predicted last week, Killer has quit with 5.1 million experience.
And someone else has taken over. Slow and steady wins the race, it
yeah.
seems.
Torn 40 Ounce is now winning at 5.86 million XP. Well, that took a few
considering
times
we're only, well, we're not even halfway through the month yet. They've, you know, the number of people over, well, there's two over 5 million, there's 3 million, 2.5, 2.4. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. And King Call is still number 6.
1 million on free to play. Jesus Christ.
Beating out everybody below him.
Well, no way, Shane.
Well, below 1 million XP. So. That's good.
My pick.
Yes, what do you got for us
this week?
This
is a website I used to look at loads
when he was a little boy that wasn't corrupted.
And I was eager to learn about the world. And it's actually a CIA website, the Central Intelligence Agency, and it's called the World Factbook. And basically, it has loads and loads of information, which I think is all very interesting, about any country you want to look at. And this is sort of, because example, there's a map, and let's say I'm going to click Europe.
Click Canada.
I'm clicking into Europe, and then United Kingdom. And then it basically brings up a whole list of information. Introduction, background. As the dominant industrial and maritime power of the 19th century, the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland plays a leading role in developing parliamentary democracy and in advancing literature and science. As its zenith, the British Empire stretched over one-fourth of the Earth's surface. The first half of the 20th century saw the UK's transition to depleted, blah, blah, blah. This is a bit topsy, but there is a lot of interesting facts here. It's got stuff like the coastline is apparently 12,429 kilometres long, territorial sea, 12 nautical miles, exclusive fishing zone, 200 nautical miles. Natural resources, coal, petroleum, natural gas, iron ore, lead, zinc, gold, tin, limestone, salt, clay, chalk, gypsum, potash, silica sand, slate, and arable land. There's lots of sort of you can look at if you click into people. Population, a July 2009 estimate, is 61 million. That's 23rd in the world. And then it gives you a link to the list of the most populous countries. China heads it up, 1.3 billion. It's just interesting. I find stats and stuff like this interesting. It's got sort of the age structure. 15 to 64-year-olds make up 67% of the populace. I'm in that. You can also see the urban population is 90% of the total population. So the crazy country bastards are only 10%. The sex ratio, actually, apart from under 65, there are more males than females. 1.05 male females at birth, 1.05 females.
That's the same as Canada.
Yeah. Life expectancy at birth, 79 years.
Where's that?
Male is 76, female is 81. You have higher life populations, I know. Hey, what's your HIV/AIDS adult prevalence rate?
0.4%.
Ah, we have 0.2. You have more AIDS than us.
Well, you know, it was. Yeah, I'm not going to go into that conspiracy theory.
It has ethnic groups. White. 92% of people here are white. 2% are black. 1.8% are Indian. 1.3% are Pakistani. What?
Oh, that's just funny.
71.6% are Christian in this country. 2.7% are Muslim. 1% are Hindu. Languages. Literacy. 99% literacy rate. I just think all this stuff is quite interesting.
28% of ours are from the British Isle, 23% French, other European 15%, Amerindian 2%, other mostly Asian, African, Arab 6%, mixed background 26%.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. Let's see.
Canada.
How many go to the military tab?
Hang a second. Okay.
Military expenditures?
Ours is only 2.4% GDP. That's
1.1% should be higher.
Christ, you spend less than us.
I know, it should be higher.
2.4 is probably enough GDP.
Manpower fit for military service, 6.6 million.
Males, 14.7. Females, 14.1.
That's about right, given...
Oh, no, sorry. Issues. Fit for military service, 12.1 and 11.6.
Oh, we have more.
What are your military branch is called?
Military branches, Canadian Forces, Land Forces Command, Maritime Command, Air Command, Canada Command, Homeland Security.
Why the hell do they give them queer names? We're just called Army, Royal Navy, and Royal Air Force.
I don't know. Well, that's good to know. I don't know. I'd hope that people aren't using this like before they invade countries, you know?
Why would they?
I don't know. I'm basically saying I hope people have better knowledge of their like they have a better place to get their information than the CIA World Factbook. But
yeah, but it's interesting to look through.
Yeah. What are your natural hazards in the UK?
Well, where's that under?
Under the first tab.
Geography.
Yeah.
Natural hazards, winter, windstorms, and floods.
Okay, let's see what ours say. Natural hazards. Where was that? No, here it is. Continuous permafrost in the north is a serious obstacle to development. Cyclonic storms form east of the Rocky Mountains, a result of mixing air masses from the Arctic, Pacific, and North American interior, and produce most of the country's rain and snow east of the mountains.
Interesting.
I don't know. Yeah, this is a good pick. Lots of people should go to this site and read up on like the U.S. and Canada and the U.K. and other countries. Definitely a good place to go if you're going to be going traveling to a foreign country, you know?
Interesting, indeed.
What you been doing?
Nothing.
Oh, come on. You told me some stuff you were doing today. Give me the rundown of what you did today.
I went to the gym. I went to lunch. I did not much else.
What'd you have for lunch?
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't know?
I just told you I had a sandwich.
Okay. See, Brad's getting very old, and he needs his medication late in the day to keep him on track and keep his memory going. He's like 80 years old. I don't know how he managed to go to the gym, but he does. As for me, I've been doing some runecrafting, which is really icky work. I find it hard to concentrate. But I'm going for 75 right now. I have no plans to go any further. I'm also working on the calculator still, so that's pretty much about it, unless there's anything else I forgot. Attending the events. Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
This has run kind of long again, hasn't it?
No, usual time. But
well, we started at 9 and it's half. Well, actually, yes, I guess it is about the usual time.
Yeah, so.
Forget what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think we're done, though.
Yes, we are
anything
done.
Anything else? Okay.
Nothing else.
This has been RSBNB Update 217 with Mr. Woodward, who is kindly falling asleep right now. And I'm going to head off to his bedroom to tuck him in.
I'm in my bedroom.
I know, but I'm going to come tuck you in.
And
for Shane, see you next week, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.